Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Champaign at 217-378-7633. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's 8:50, and time for us to head out to the Farm Progress Show in Decatur for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. And Dave, looks like another hot day out there today.
Another hot day out here at the Farm Progress Show, but that has not prevented the crowds from showing up. It looks to me, based on how I'm seeing people come by the tent this morning, that there are even more people here today than there were here yesterday. Three more big agricultural outlook panel shows today at the Farm Progress Show for WILL. The panelists today, Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing, Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services, and Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing. The first panel at 9 o'clock in the morning at the University of Illinois tent on West Progress Avenue and 3rd Street. And then two more panels in the day, one at 11 o'clock and one at 3 in the afternoon. Both of those at the AgriGold tent on the same main thoroughfare, West Progress Avenue, but just down the block at 8th Street. So we hope you take advantage of one of those panels today and come on by the UVIA tent. We have real live market quotes. We have candy. We have prizes. We have a rocking chair and a digital radio up for a drawing. Come by, sign up for that as well. And we just hope that we get the opportunity to talk to you out here at the Farm Progress Show in Decatur today. Let's go ahead and look at the markets. Packer bids in the Midwest direct hog markets today range from steady to as much as $1 per hundredweight lower, and everything in between. Terminals are called steady to a dollar lower, with tops from $43 to $45 today. Peoria called steady, with a top price of $43 today. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, August 28th, negotiated swine purchases were 18,922. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range, $56.25 to $65. The weighted average, $62.23, a loss of 37 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43.31 to $53, the weighted average $49.01. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $15,514. The base price range, $56.50 to $65.86, the weighted average $62.15, a loss of $1.75 from Monday. On the live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $40.15 to $52.11, and the weighted average was $48.70. Joining us back at the Radio Ranch is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Keezer. And Ed, is there still a chance for an isolated shower in the forecast here in Decatur today?
There's a chance for it late today, although I think there's a concert there tonight. So if any part of the Farm Progress Show is going to be affected by one of these isolated showers or thunderstorms, we'd have to watch out for that concert that I think gets underway about 5:30. But for the show today, it's looking dry. And frankly, with the heat out there, if it rains, I don't think anybody would really be too disappointed with that, because any rain we get probably would not last a long period of time. Right now, the radar is all quiet in our neck of the woods. We have nothing showing up anywhere near Decatur or central Illinois. A few returns in the northwest corner of Illinois. There are a few clouds starting to build up in north central Illinois up near I-80. Or maybe just south of I-80 and just to the east of I-39, that could lead to maybe a few isolated showers, that there's maybe some pop-ups there. And then to the south, in southwest Indiana, not far from Evansville, some showers and thunderstorms and other clusters of showers and thunderstorms in extreme western Kentucky and western Tennessee. So there's some moisture building there. But in between, there's a lot of dry weather, and I think that'll be the case throughout the day today. Now, as we look ahead into the weekend or beyond today, we're going to have some dry weather coming in, and it looks like it's going to be dry for several days, right through the holiday weekend into next week. Probably our next chance of rain not coming until about Thursday of next week. So anybody that doesn't get rain tonight will likely not get rain for a well over a week stretch of time here, as we've just gotten off of a few dry days here. So it'll be a week and a half or more of dry weather. So for those that are cutting hay, I got asked some questions about that at the Farm Progress Show yesterday and told folks there, wait till Thursday just in case some showers come by your farm on Wednesday evening, Wednesday night, which is now Wednesday, so that would be tonight. Because after that, it does look like we have a long period of open weather starting tomorrow. Now, with that, there's also going to be some cooler weather moving in. A cool front's going to push from northwest to southeast through Illinois and Indiana. And instead of 90s for highs, we'll be back into the low to mid 80s tomorrow and Friday. And probably middle 80s Saturday and Sunday. Upper 80s by the time we get to Labor Day, and touching the 90 degree mark or close to it then during next week. It looks like next week will be a warm week around here. Today will be the 16th day that we get to 90 or higher in Champaign-Urbana this month. That after 0 days last month, and this is based on the official observations at the Water Survey. So August of 2007 is hot, making up for the lack of heat that we had in July. And briefly, I want to touch on South America and just tell you in Argentina, it looks like it's going to remain dry in the wheat areas there through at least the middle of next week. There is a chance that there could be some showers developing later next week. Not a guarantee yet. It's still there's still not a lot of moisture to work with, but the weather pattern's changing a bit. But for the wheat, they've been very, very dry, and it looks like at least another week of dry weather. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities. With offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For more information, call 866-837-9027. Taking a look at the trade overnight in Kansas City, September wheat opened at 680 and a half unchanged, last trade down a half. At the Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 720 and three quarters, up a quarter, last trade up 1 3/4. December, 736 and three quarters, down 1 1/2, last trade up 3/4. March, 738, down 1, last trade up 1. September corn opened at 326 and a quarter, down 1, last trade down a quarter. December, 343 and three quarters, unchanged, last trade down a half. March, 360, down 1 1/2, last trade down a quarter. July, 378, down 1 3/4, last trade down a quarter. September beans opened at 853, down 2 1/4, last trade down 4 1/4. November, 870, down 2 1/4, last trade down 4 1/4. January, 885, down 3, last trade down 4 3/4. September soybean meal opened at 234.90, up 10, last trade up 60. September soybean oil opened at 36.28, up 23, last trade down 31. Joining us now on the telephone, well, not telephone, but live next to me at the Farm Progress Show to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing. He is in Lexington, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Looks like another beautiful day out here at the Farm Progress Show.
Yes, it does indeed. Let's begin with the corn, where it has been a grinding affair sideways, although of late it has been trying to the downside of the range.
Yeah, grinding's a good word for it. Overnight we had a range of about 2.5 cents. We did kind of close back up onto our high end of the range. Really just a lack of news out there. There's not anything real friendly out there, so I think we're probably going to continue to grind. We've had about 64% of our trade since the end of June's been right around that 250 area, so, or 350, excuse me.
That first day notice on Friday, will there be deliveries?
Yeah, they're expecting deliveries. I don't really have the exact number there, Dave, but they're expecting deliveries on Friday.
Well, then I guess I would have to say then that if you look at that and the spread action, that might suggest that we're going to have this imbalance of supply and too much in the fall.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what we're looking at. We're looking at, well, the market's really doing pretty typical for this time of the year. It's sitting there trading some support and resistance areas, waiting to see what the crop reports are coming in. And so far the crop reports have been, I think, somewhat mixed.
What about turning your attention then to the soybean market? We have a V bottom if you look at technical charts there in the NOV beans, and it has been moving higher since we put that bottom in.
Yeah, I think that $8 area on the November beans sure looks like solid support. We were lower overnight. We we had pretty low volume overnight, so I don't want to put too much stock in it. The big thing overnight was that the wheat traded down and then came back strong towards the morning close there. So wheat's probably the wild card here today, and if it opens higher, we could probably see the corn and beans open somewhere around steady, a little bit higher.
Talk that this wheat market might make a top around $7.80 or thereabouts. But you look at the formation, you got a pennant formation beginning to form, and you got to wonder which way it's going to break.
Yeah, that's for sure. And when you're at these kind of levels, I mean, there's anything that could happen. I certainly wouldn't rule that out, the 780 area. I certainly wouldn't rule out that we couldn't have seen that our top's in there at this point.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you.
Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing, and of course he'll be on the stage at 9 o'clock with one of our Agricultural Outlook panels. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. The time now is 9:01 Central Time.